we must understand that there is a difference between a logical answer and a psychological answer. A logical answer is highly philosophical. A psychological answer can also be philosophical, but it is presented in such a way that it meets the psychological needs of the questioner. And the treatment that Sri Krishna gives to the question of Arjuna is fundamentally psychological in character. The Vajitya lifts Arjuna from his state of consciousness where he was son and brings him up little by little. And therefore there are ways of answers. It's not a straight answer. You might even say there are ups and answers, ups and downs. While he answers a question in the one stage of consciousness, it is followed by another answer which is at a lower level of consciousness. Again shifts up to the higher level of consciousness, as it happens in the psychological state of the listener. Take for example, at one stage, Sri Krishna says that you have no right to the fruits of action. And soon thereafter he says, if you die, you will go to the heaven, and if you conquer, if you win, you will enjoy a great kingdom. Therefore fight. Now in both the propositions, he is stressing the fruits of action. If you die, you will get heaven, and if you win, you will enjoy the kingdom. So it might seem as if that answer or that kind of a proposition that was being made was at a lower level. But that is because Arjuna himself is asking the question which is at two levels. One is a seeking of an absolute answer which is absolutely right, absolutely true, without any compromise at all, without any personal considerations at all. On the other hand, he is harping also upon the consequences of whatever he was going to do in fighting. As he himself says, if I fight, I have to kill my kinsmen. And in killing kinsmen, what is the joy of it? Because the joy is best enjoyed when we share with our own people. But here the people with whom we would like to share our joy are themselves to be killed. So what is the joy in it? So he was harping upon the consequence of his action. He was also asking, if I fight this battle and if people are massacred, there will be a great destruction of dharma. It's also consequence of dharma, the result of his action. So his argument was tied up with the results of his action. So Sri Krishna says that if you are looking towards the results of action all the time, then there are only two results of your action. One is that you will finish yourself and you will go to heaven. And if you win, you will enjoy the kingdom. If this is your consideration as to what will happen as a result of my action. So Sri Krishna's argument is therefore multifaceted. And the Bhagavad Gita therefore should be read as a whole. If you emphasize one aspect against the other and not understand the complexity of the answer, then one might legitimately make a criticism as if Sri Krishna is wandering from to the other. Even self-contradicting, asking first of all not to look at the consequences of action at all, and then immediately saying that if you win, this will be the consequence, if you die, this will be the consequence, therefore he acts. Also there are many other tendencies. For example, there is a tendency in the original mind to take resort to the greatness of renunciation. In his whole argument, when he says, I do not want happiness, I do not want kingdom, it is better to be killed unarmed than killing my own statesman. In both the statements, there is a spirit of renunciation. And he is expelling renunciation and is taking advantage of an apparent sense of renunciation. Therefore, Sri Krishna is also required to answer as to what is renunciation, what is real renunciation. When he says, I don't want kingdom, I don't want happiness, is it really renunciation? When he says, I will let you be killed unarmed, is it really renunciation? This also is a question which Sri Krishna would like to answer, because in his own mind he was feeling that he is now basing himself upon a very high pedestal of sense of renunciation. And his decision not to fight is based upon a great renunciation. That is why right from the beginning, there is in the entire argument, right through the second chapter up to the 18th chapter, there is a constant repetition of this theme. What is renunciation? And the ideas which are put forward in this connection are those of sannyasa and tyaga. What is real sannyasa is, as Sri Krishna explains later on, is tyaga. Renunciation can,
besides the real sannyasa, the real tyaga, is where there is a renunciation of egoism. Renunciation of desire and renunciation of egoism. The true renunciation is a combined renunciation of desire and egoism.